Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We still have those tickets to give away for the Aztecs basketball game, so stay tuned for that. Right now, we are doing Gwynn versus the fans. I'm Matt Scravey, filling in for the idol, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., over in Chris's chair, kind of sitting back, watching the coverage of David Stearns right now on the winter meetings. I guess it's GM day, or did they split them up? I think maybe
David
Stearns
has a mean widow's peak.
I've never noticed, but he does have a mean widow's peak. He definitely does.
With the exception of A.J. Preller, does not every GM look exactly the same? They dress the same.
Yeah.
They're half zips.
They do.
Probably walking around
the
with
half
a
zip.
Half
would...
zip and a matcha.
Oh, my God. I was born to be a baseball GM. I love the half zip.
Half zip and a matcha.
That's what these guys
are all walking around. They got the same, except for AJ, who you probably will find. If he wouldn't get talked about, he probably would show up in 1998 basketball shorts, which are the N1 shorts that go down to your knees.
Yeah, he looks like Adam Sandler. He looks and like Vittles shorts.
I will give AJ some credit because he has stepped his wardrobe up in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Someone get to him?
I don't know. I don't know.
Does he got a girlfriend or what? I have no idea about his life.
But I don't know that either. But
that's one thing AJ's really good at is
keeping his life private.
Keeping his life private. There's actually an article that just came out, and it was a bunch of different writers on The Athletic, but they were talking about different deals that were made, trades that were made, and where they happened and everything. Apparently, AJ Preller, his parents get poor cell phone reception at their New York home, so he goes to the 7-Eleven parking lot 3 days away. And apparently,
how many days away?
Or sorry, three blocks away.
Okay. 3 days away.
That would be a long drive for a phone call. He said that's where he set the stage for acquisitions of Blake Snell, Yu Darvish, and Joe Musgrove. Someone needs to go to this 7-Eleven and put a plaque up there.
I think he needs to go to the 7-Eleven. Apparently, good luck pulling off those deals.
See, AJ, come on, man. 7-Eleven, I love 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven is a spot.
Did you ever call it Sevy a Levy?
No. I never did anything similar.
In high school,
like
we call it Sevy a Levy.
Why?
Because it sounded fun. All right, at 4:20, I'm just going to keep moving on. Ryan Bodratelli, Aztec assistant men's basketball coach, is going to join us. So we need to get right into Gwynn versus the fans. But you know what? I failed on getting the open, so we're getting the old one. I don't have time.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
We have two open lines right now to take on Tony, 833-288-0973. If you win, you will be qualified for a shot at the grand prize. Two tickets to New Kids on the Block in Las Vegas on June 26th, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. Calling all blockheads! New Kids on the Block just announced 2026 dates for their Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Don't miss all your favorite hits live with in Vegas with NKOTB February through October 2026. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Did you make up the... Never mind. Let
me see. The NKOTB?
No, the Blockhead.
No, that's what
it's on there. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it said. I honestly think that's kind of weird.
Kind of made up. Nobody was calling them.
Dave Marcus write this liner.
He's just trying to be hip.
He was like, "Oh, calling all blockheads.
Calling all blockheads.
Hey Tony, calling all blockheads."
All right, let's get into Gwynn.
Sorry, Dave, you're catching some strays over here, man.
Let's go to Tom.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
We're well.
Good. Oh, I never read the rules. Good. Hang right there, Tom. Sorry about that. If you have to make it through three questions, each question is going to get more difficult. If you get it right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Tony gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Tony gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time
player,
let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today. All right, Tom, you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see here. Let me just ask you this because I think it's fair. Did you hear Sam Levitt's interview last segment?
I did.
Okay. Where did Sam Levitt eat dinner last night?
Do you want International Drive in Orlando, which is difficult to walk, or do you want Payway? Which do you want?
Oh, wow. I like that, Tom. Wow, that was good stuff.
I've done so many trade shows in Orlando, and he's exactly right there, not walking distance or Uber and everything, so he was spot on for sure.
Oh, wow. You got the insight on Orlando. I love this. All right, Tom, you're on to question number two. Let's see. All right. How many offensive players have to be on the line of scrimmage in the NFL?
Five. I'm going to say, how's it, six or seven? I'm going to say seven.
You are correct.
Nice
job, Tom. Yeah, seven. You have to have seven on the line or else it's a legal formation. All right, here we go. Third and final question, Tom. You could really save us on some time right here.
I'm trying, dude. I'm trying.
Thank you. I think Tom is going to know this, but who has hit the most home runs for the Reds in their franchise history?
I think he's got this.
Tom? Still got your Tom?
I'm going Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench is correct!
Wow! Nice work!
Stay there, Tom. That was a clean sweep.
I enjoy a clean sweep.
Me too. That was a good one.
I don't have to look like an idiot not knowing a few of these. And Tom looks like just the best
sports
fan ever.
I wish it was a matchup against Chris so I could see Chris go down.
Yeah. Nice work, Tom. That was very impressive, right?
Nate
there.
On the chat says Tom with the 6-7.
Oh man, I'm so tired of that. I'll be glad when that goes away.
Is it not going away?
Oh no, I think these children are going to keep it here for as long as they possibly can.
Great, love it.
Like one of these things that no one can explain. They just like saying it all the time.
I gotta say, Tony, your lighting is much better than my lighting.
Is it my lighting booming?
Your lighting is great. My lighting looks like I'm in a cave.
You got to splice it up a little bit.
Splice
Maybe, you know, you got to hit the plus button. Okay, you're at plussed out. We'll bring this one over here and get you a little more light
there,
buddy.
Sam Levitt sometimes puts three lights on.
He definitely.
He'll be like, I can't believe this is no point. Oh my gosh, I have to go get this now. I got to put the light here.
Which you guys don't know because Sam is pretty buttoned up when he's on air and you guys hear from him during a post game and a pregame. He's buttoned up. But my man is. Things need to be quite right for him. He doesn't like proceeding if things are not quite right.
Except for when, I love it when he complains to me, does Chris clean his station when he leaves?
He seems like he's a kind of a tidy person.
Sam?
Yes.
Yeah, which is weird that Chris doesn't clean his station. I know that we're taking shots and he can't
defend
himself
right now. No, you're taking shots. That's particular, maybe as usual for you. You kind of, when he's not here, you get about, I'm surprised it took you this long to get that one off. Usually you get about two or three off in the first couple hours.
Yeah, that's true. I've been nice to you. Chris did text us saying everything's on time, so I'm waiting for the text telling us that he's stuck at Chipotle or Jersey Mike's.
Or that the internet's not working in the building or
or he's going to be in the gym and it's going to be incredibly loud.
That's how, I think he joined us in the gym. One of the,
he did.
And the ball, we could just hear like every bouncing ball that was going on in that building.
It's not too cold there. I guess tomorrow it's going to be 43, but he can go sit outside in
51. Looks like there's some serious weather up in the northwest and then about to hit the east coast there. One of those, what is that? The
Nor'easter?
Yeah, one of them. Crazy wow. Winter storms coming.
I know we have a listener, Dom, who lives in Baltimore.
Ooh, yeah, so my sister's up in D.C. So
oh, there you go.
They're definitely going to get some of that. All right, let's slide away. Let's get the break. What we got on the other side?
We got our guy, remember? Ryan Bodratelli.
Oh, that's right. Talk some Aztec hoops on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
4:17 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Chris Ello, Idol. All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit David P. Shapiro Fan, David P. Shapiro Law.com. Ryan Bedrotelli joins us, Aztec assistant on the men's hoop side. Coach Ryan, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys.
I want to kind of go back a little because we haven't really got a chance to speak with you guys since the players tournament that you guys had a few weeks ago. Obviously, I don't know if that went the way that everybody expected, but I'm sure there was some learning experiences for this roster. What kind of things were you able to pull from that kind of tournament as you guys took on Utah Valley and were able to kind of get back in the winning lane a little bit?
Well, I think, you go into those tournaments and especially with the experience last year, having, had a chance to beat Creighton and Houston, and you're hoping for wins like that. And then when you have the results that we have, obviously you feel a little bit disappointed in terms of just the result. But at the end of the day, all these experiences, all these games, especially the high level games, they're data points. I mean, they give you an opportunity to learn about your team, learn about the things that you do well, where you need to grow and develop. You go and play that tournament and you know what it is. I mean, it's high level basketball and all those games feel like NCAA tournament games. And so, that environment are going to be experiences that we're hopefully able to draw from when we're in those experiences, hopefully when we get to March and you come away and you use those experiences to know what you're doing well, but most importantly, what you got to do better. And for us, we needed to, reestablish our defensive and toughness identity. And I think we're moving in that direction and understanding the level of defense that is expected from this coaching staff and how to, raise the level for our team to perform the way that we need to perform to be at our best.
Now, Coach, obviously this program has known for its defense. A lot was made of the 80 points that was given up on consecutive nights there, but obviously against some of the top tier, competition in all of the nation. What type of reestablishing goes on after a couple performances like that? How do you get the team back in the mindset of understanding, what the staff is looking for on that side of the ball?
Well, first and foremost, you get back to your fundamentals. You get back into, what you work on in the summer and what you work on in the fall in terms of, how you get in the stance, how you stay connected, how you work with each other. We say all the time, you play against San Diego State, you're not playing one-on-one defense. You're playing one against five. And
right.
So, showing on film, what that looks like. And to be honest with you, we showed a little bit of film from previous years. All right, this is what Aztec defense looks like. This is what we expect. This is what we are trying to shoot for as a team. And so you show some of those things, and then you get back to work. You got no other choice. At that point, we're, six games in, and we say, here are these data points. Here's where we're at, and here are the ways that we got to get better. And so we have to, establish ourselves, on the defensive side first. We say all the time, defense travels, and that's something that we have to hang our hat on. And everybody knows in this program, they're recruited, with the intent to come here and learn how to defend and defend at an extremely high level. And so there's nobody in our room that's surprised or shocked when we go at them and challenge them defensively, because they know what they signed up for. And we know that that's how we win big. We're going to be able to be in every single game because of our defense and our offense, depending on how we're doing on that night, will determine, in our opinion, how much we win by. But our defense is going to be what's the stability and the most consistent part of what we do.
Coach Ryan Bedrotelli joins us here, Aztecs men's assistant basketball coach. Ryan, I know Coach Dutch had a conversation with Mark Ziegler about going into that Utah Valley game, about the possibility of trying to figure out whether it was just, the guys kind of needing to recommit, or if there was something that maybe the staff had to do to kind of adjust to this staff. How do you come to the conclusion one way or another which way it's going to go for this particular team that you guys have?
Well, every team has their own, a little bit of a different identity. And again, like I said, as you go through games, you start learning, all right, where are the areas of emphasis that you need to make to continue to grow? The reality, as much as we return from this team, there's still a lot of guys with a lot of new roles, and and learning how to play in those different roles is part of it. Getting guys back from injury is also part of it as well. And then we have some really important pieces of new guys. And so some of it is just getting to the point where we're playing enough games and getting enough data to understand, okay, where are our deficiencies? How do we need to grow? And if we do need to change, you know, some sort of schematic, you know, points, whether it's defensive or offensive, those are the things that we need to do. But we're pretty certain, you know, that we know what it looks like in terms of what Aztec defense is, what it, you know, takes to, you know, play hard more consistently. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing we need to do is we need to be the more competitive, hardest playing team more consistently than we're willing to do up to this point. Sometimes you have to go through hard lessons. I mean, it's like when you're raising your kids, sometimes they have to experience some hardship. So that you get their attention. We do different things to get their attention along the way, but there's nothing more attention grabbing than losing. And there's nothing more attention grabbing than being on the bench. And so some of those lessons are hard lessons that young people learn. You know, but if you've been doing this long enough, you understand that if you have talent, if you have guys that have character and integrity and are about the right things, usually those lessons, you know, don't fall on deaf ears. And I think we're getting their attention little by little. And it was a reality check being in Vegas because there was a lot of talk about how good we're supposed to be. And we are very talented and we have a chance to be really, really good. But you're not going to wake up one morning and that's not just going to happen. No one's going to give it to you. We're San Diego State. We have a giant bullseye on our back, both, you know, in the state of California and nationally. And our guys need to embrace that. And some of those guys are new guys that have never really experienced that before. And some of them are older guys that haven't really been the top of the scouting report before either. And so there's a lot of newness that I think some people don't recognize. And maybe even our coaching staff didn't recognize fully. But now we're here and we understand, okay, it's real. It's real. And what we're getting from our opponents is real every night. You know, there's nobody that's going to overlook us, whether it's Michigan or Utah Valley or Troy or anybody. I mean, it's going to be a real barometer for where their program is and how they perform against us.
Ryan Babertelli joins us here on Gwen and Chris, Aztec's assistant men's basketball coach. And Ryan, I mean, it seemed like it was a matter of time, and then finally it happened. LZ Harrington takes that point guard spot. He gets the start against Utah Valley. What is it about this young man? It just seems like he's so poised, always seemingly under control. What is it about this young man that has really, you know, led to everybody believing he's got a very, very high ceiling?
Yeah, he's an extraordinary talent. Obviously, I think everyone's able to see that. I think the one thing that people don't realize is how committed he is to learning the game. He's a real student. I mean, he's a guy that's incredibly smart, almost to a fault, where he sometimes asks too many questions, where sometimes you just got to go through things a little bit and experience it. But he wants to be great. And all of our guys in our program do. But he, I mean, for at his stage, being a freshman, he has already has an understanding of a little bit what it takes in terms of the day-to-day stuff. I mean, he is learning how to become an everyday guy. He's learning how to take care of his body. He's learning how to study film. He's learning how to really ask the questions, especially as a point guard, where you need to understand where every guy is on the court. You can't just know what your job is. You have to know what everybody else's job is so that you can put guys in the right spots and have the right cadence in terms of running offense. He's learning how to play, you know, Aztec defense, and that's, you know, a challenge for any young player is playing every single possession and being intent on every possession. And so he's learning, but he's highly competitive and he's highly motivated and he's mature beyond his years in terms of his engagement and his preparation, which, you know, makes him ready for these moments. And he's going to go through his ups and downs, obviously, but it won't be, you know, because he's not trying to learn and grow every day. It's just going to be because he's young, and hopefully by the time we get to conference and towards, you know, as we get towards February and March, he's just playing his best basketball, which I believe he will.
Magoon Goff missed a ton of time leading up to the season, had to deal with the knee issue. How much of what we're seeing from Magoon is more, you know, mentally trying to get past what he's dealing with? Because obviously he's healthy. You guys have him out on the court, and you see flashes of it. But, it, you know, being at the game last week, it does seem like he's thinking about it a little bit. How long before you think that starts to kind of move and he starts to kind of return to his normal self?
I think it's going to be incremental. I mean, I think every time he's taken the court, it's been little by little. We would all like it, and mostly he would like it to be further along than he is, and that's part of the problem. Is when you're a young player, and especially with the way he was playing when he got injured, he was playing at such a high level, and it's almost he almost forgot what it took to get to play at that level. It was a process, and you know, everybody wants it to go faster, and nobody wants it faster than he does, and so he's managing some of that understanding of what that progression needs to look like. And to expect that he was going to step on the floor and be what he was, you know, at the time of the injury was almost ignorant. And no one blames anybody for that expectation. It's just kind of what it is. And so what he needs to do more than anything is just get his rhythm back, get his conditioning back, all the things that he's working towards. And just the expectations were so high, and everyone expected him to step on the court and just hit the ground running. And the reality is, like, and just think, he stepped on the court at the players' era. I mean, it wasn't like he eased into the season. Here's Michigan. Here's, you know, arguably one of the top five teams in the country. Good luck. And then it was back-to-back-to-back games. And then, you know, so if you look at really what the cadence was for him in terms of like that ramp up, it was really challenging, and he was up for it. But I think, you know, in his eyes and even maybe in ours, we thought it was maybe easier than it was going to be. And so the reality is, like, those are all experiences for him. And to play at this level, you need to be in elite conditioning. And he wasn't going to get in elite shape until he was actually getting court time. And so now that he's getting court time, he's starting to get his wind back. And then after that, like any sport, it's now you got to build timing. Now you got to figure out like the timing of the game and, you know, different nuances that go along with that. And so there's all these moving parts for him. And his head spinning, and we've all seen that. We've seen his head spinning, and so he's going to go through a little bit of a process. And thankfully, he's fully healthy. Like, he's got no pain in his knees, and he's, you know, he's healthy. It's just now he's got to work through the mental side of it, and he's got to work through the conditioning side of it, which is all part of what he's got to do to get there. And you know, I tell him all the time, I'm like, you're going to look back and be appreciative of this struggle, because this struggle is going to make him better in the long run, not just for this year, but for his career. Because if he has any setbacks, he'll be able to draw from these experiences, which are super valuable, you know, just for his future moving forward. And I you know, the biggest thing is he doesn't get overly frustrated, that he stays positive, and he has for the most part. And now he's got to just continue to build off of it.
Aztecs return to action tomorrow against Lamar. Coach, appreciate your time coming on, and good luck tomorrow. We'll certainly be behind you, Sharon.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you guys. Go Aztecs.
Go Aztecs, Ryan. Ryan Badretelli, Aztecs assistant men's basketball coach, joining us there on Gwen and Chris. All right, let's get to break on the other side. Oh, yeah, by the way, all guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Up next, Scraby's Big Five. More Gwen and Chris.
Wow, look at us, Tony. We got all of our reads up to date. Everything is going well here on the show.
That's what I do. Don't miss reads.
That is true. We're also saying that while Chris can't defend himself over here, he is.
I just had nothing to do with Chris, so that was just me.
Oh, I brought it up for a reason.
Of course. Yeah, I know
brought
you
it brought
it up
for
it
a
up.
Reason. I'm Matt Scraby. That is Tony Gwynn Jr. Chris Ello out in Kansas. We're going to get to him in just a second. He's already connected, but we have a bunch of topics to talk about here in the Big Five, so let's just get right into it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got a lot of video today, but let's check in with Chris. Chris, we're going to get into your trip a little bit around 5 o'clock, but how are you doing, sir? You hanging in there?
Yeah, very good, guys. Good to talk to you. And yes, I did hear that little dig that without me, all the reeds are getting red. So I'm glad to see things are going along so smoothly.
Once again, it was Scraby when you were not here to defend yourself.
He was on the line. I knew what I was doing.
He never just says hello, how are you? He has to open with a dig.
He doesn't. He's never said hello, how are you?
I don't know why I'm like...
No, even when I walk in during a normal afternoon, he opens with a dig.
It's yes, either like a like me tapping my watch, like tick, 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 tick. Anyway. All right, Chris, we'll talk about your trip here at 5 p.m., but let's get right into it.
Number five.
Troy Aikman is done with NIL, guys. He joined the latest episode of Sports Media with Richard Deitch. Deitch? Yeah, I think it's Deitch. Where they began talking about Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss for LSU, and after Aikman acknowledged he believes players should have the right to leave a school when a coach does, he aired his grievances with the transfer portal at NIL. Why can I not talk
I don't know.
Today?
What's going on, man? You all right?
Quote.
You got to track the letters. You got to, like.
Okay. I just said everything's going great, and now everything is not going great. Quote. I gave money to a kid. I won't mention who. I've done it one time at UCLA. Never met the young man. He was there a year. He left after the year. I wrote a sizable check, and he went to another school. I didn't even get as much as a thank you note. So it's one of those deals to where I'm done with the NFL. I want to see UCLA.
NFL?
NIL. Okay. Man, I jinxed
myself.
Sure.
He's still well in the NFL. He does games every
man,
week.
Man, I jinxed myself. I want to see UCLA be successful, but I'm done with it, end quote. Tony, is Troy Aikman in his feelings? Or does he have a point?
I mean, he's probably in his feelings. I mean, I don't know. Are all the players required to send thank you cards after the...
I think it would be nice, though.
I'm just saying, like, it's name, image, and likeness. You are paying for name, image, and likeness. I don't know. Let's see, who signed it? Edwin Diaz, is he writing a thank you note to...
It's different. It's professional.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to... I don't write a thank you note to Mr. Odyssey. But if Troy Aikman gave me $1 million, I would write a thank you note to him.
That's the thing. Is he giving it directly to player? How is
he
that working?
He said he wrote a check for a player. I gave money to a kid.
I mean, I guess if that's the case, if he handed him the check in his hand and was like, hey.
I don't think here he did that.
But I'm saying.
Oh, you said he's never met the guy.
My point. And I think my point is that I think a lot of these college NIL athletes, they may not even know where the money is exactly coming from.
Okay, fair point.
They're just, you know, they pick up their check. I don't know, it's weekly, every 2 weeks, however it is broken down. I don't know that they even know that there's a check or who the check is cutting the check. They know there's a lot of money out there. They may not know exactly where it's coming from.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
So at least from that standpoint, wanting a thank you, I think might be, you know, although it sounds nice, I just... These are also 18, 19, 20-year-olds that probably ain't thinking about where it's coming from.
I wrote thank you notes when I was 18, 19, and 20.
No, I didn't say that they can't write a thank you note. I'm just saying that probably they are oblivious to where the money is actually coming from.
I can buy that. Chris, is Troy Aikman just in his
feelings? Let me finish my thing.
I
do think that he has a right to be like, yeah, this ain't worth it. I feel used. This kid ended up leaving to go to another school after I just forked over $1 million.
Well, you shouldn't have given money to Nico. I am a leaving anyway. So.
I mean, it's UCLA, right? Is that
yeah,
I assume
UCLA,
that's what
yeah.
Yeah, well,
you
he
didn't knew, listen to
he knew what he was. He knew what he was giving his money. Of course, I knew it was Troy Aikman. He went to UCLA.
All right, Chris, what do you think? Is he in his feelings?
Not only is he in his feelings, but his memory is a little faulty.
Did he get some
let's
payouts
take us back
in the
Troy. No, but let's take us back to Troy Aikman's college football career. He did play at UCLA, as Tony pointed out, but only after he originally enrolled at Oklahoma, and he was out of there before he even learned how to spell Oklahoma. So I'm assuming, even though it wasn't an NIL day, he probably got a pretty good-sized scholarship to go to Oklahoma. He pretty much spit on that. Left for greener pastures of UCLA. And I bet you dollars to donuts, Troy Aikman didn't write anybody a thank you note for that Oklahoma scholarship that he got. So I think he's definitely in his feelings. This is the way it is in this day and age. He doesn't have to be a part of it if he doesn't want to, but yeah, this is what he should have expected because I assume he did something similar back in his day.
Word up.
All right.
Hey.
Sorry, Troy. Sorry, Troy. Because I like Troy Aikman. You guys know that. But
Troy's very
angry. I got to call him out on this one.
Troy's very angry with you right now, Chris.
Yeah, right. I know. Because I brought it up, he didn't think anybody would think about it.
That's very true. But Chris Ello is on the case. Number four. All right. Shedeur Sanders had a pretty good he's now QB1, by the way, for the Browns. And he had a pretty impressive game, decently impressive against the Titans in a loss. But the post-game interview is shining the light on some of these reporters. Here is the post-game interview in Cleveland after the game.
Is he the intended target there? And when you let it go, did you know that he was going to go get it?
Nah. All right, come on.
Who
would be the intended target?
The whole play, not the throw. The whole play. When you come up.
I got you. I know we practiced something, and we executed it.
Did it work in practice?
No, we just called it in the game, and it didn't work in practice. I don't think you call plays in a game that didn't work in practice.
So that's what happened. That's some of the highlights from it. And many people are talking about these reporters. So Chris, you're up first here. Were those honest questions or clown questions?
clown questions. These guys, I mean, come on, do a better job, honestly. I honestly feel like they're trying to hang him out and make him look bad. They really are. I mean, he's going to be combative. Okay, that's fine. But there's a lot of guys that are combative. You can still ask a legit question. And if you're going to ask something stupid like, did the play work in practice, you deserve a stupid answer. You just do. And
he interrupted you know, him, too.
Look, Shadur, it sounds like Deion is back, isn't it? I mean, this is Deion all over again.
He definitely has some of his
That's okay.
Bad,
you got to know who you're – sure, you got to know who you're dealing with. But prepare yourself a couple of good questions, please. I mean, you owe it at least that much. So, I learned that interviewing a guy named Hank Egan when he was at USD, basketball coach. And, you know, if I'd ask him a dumb question after the game, he would look at me and he'd go, Chris, that's a dumb question. You're going to have to do better. And at that exact moment, I thought, okay, that's kind of harsh. But, man, it really taught me the lesson I needed to learn, to be prepared. And when I got to the NBA and I started asking Pat Riley questions, believe me, I didn't want to ask him dumb questions, so I was glad I learned.
No, you did not.
No, he sounds scary. Tony, are these honest questions or clown questions?
The first one, I think, was
I agree.
He just worded it poorly.
He did, and then he said...
And he tried to kind of clear it up. And
I'm okay with that
And
one.
I think Shadur understood
he
after he cleared it up. But the second one that was interrupted in there was dumb. Like, did it work in practice? And on top of that, I don't know, I've watched a lot of these interviews as it's been, you know, as Shador's got to start. Every week so far, there's been at least three questions, whether they're legit questions or not, purposely trying to get him to contradict what his coach has done. And in each time, he's pretty much aced the test, basically saying the right thing. And it just speaks to what Chris is getting at, is it does seem like there are certain folks in the media that are intentionally trying to get him caught up or to say something dumb. But although he has some Deion in him, he also is pretty intelligent like his pops.
Yeah.
He's not going to let you trap him
in
some of these questions. So
no, he's definitely, he knows what he's doing.
He's and this has been since he was the, fifth string quarterback at one point. Like, they're asking him these questions even then to try to get it, and he's handled it the way he should. So keep playing well, and I hope the questions will start to get better at this
point. Clown question, bro. Number
three. Shout out to Bryce Harper for coming up with that.
Yeah, sorry, real quick, just to add one last thing. I would have loved to see me find out something from Pat Riley and then go to Magic Johnson and try to trap Magic Johnson.
Right. Are you kidding me?
I would have loved to see how that went over back in the day. You know, I mean, these reporters, and you agree, Scraby, with us, this is what reporters are doing. They want to be the one that gets the soundbite from them, and that's just too bad.
Also, they're covering a team that's, I think, won three games this year, so I don't know. It's just a mess. But I agree with you guys on this one. All right, number three. Chargers won the game last night against the Eagles, but Justin Herbert, he just wanted to celebrate with his teammates, man. ESPN's Laura Rutledge actually had to chase him down a little bit. I'm putting up the video on the stream right now. But here is what happened with Justin Herbert and Laura Rutledge.
Yeah, I'm trying to celebrate with my team.
Oh, I know, but can we just talk to you really fast? What was it like to watch the interception there that sealed this game for you guys to get this win?
Yeah, the defense played incredible. You know, they came up with so many big stops today, so so proud to be able to play for those guys. And the way they compete down in, down out is really fun to watch.
We know you were dealing with a broken hand tonight. You gutted it out. You were hit multiple times. How are you feeling right now?
Feel pretty good. Thank you.
And then what can you say about the way that this team...
All right, you guys get the point. He did not...
He was not trying to
be there.
He was
not having it. He was trying to walk away from the interview, all of the above. So my question to you...
Tony,
is... Bad reaction by Herbert or stupid segment we don't need by ESPN?
Okay, well, they do that segment after every game.
Every game.
Every game. And so... At this point, I have to kind of blame Justin Herbert. Like, you're the quarterback. Typically, it's a quarterback they're interviewing, especially one named Justin Herbert. When the team comes you know, pulls off the victory they did against the defending Super Bowl champs. I get it. He's probably taxed for how much he had to talk about the hand leading up to it. What are you going to be all right? And I get it, but it is part of the responsibility. There was a time where I would have been like, good for Justin Herbert. But as I've gotten older and you realize that there's a responsibility that comes with being a face of a franchise like Los Angeles Chargers in this case, even things that you don't want to do, you got to do. This is one of them. And, you know, to stand for an extra, 30 seconds, 30, 45 seconds, maybe a minute.
I mean, Laura Rutledge had to literally grab him and hey, leave me a second.
And she was sweet about it because, you know, they know that they have to get these guys. And the guys know that they have to get them. And so when he was like, I just want to celebrate my teammates, like, yeah, I know, but she could have been like, yeah, but you know you got to do this.
She kind of did, but like you said,
but she was very sweet about it. So I just think, yeah, this is on Justin Herbert.
Chris, is this a Justin Herbert thing? Did we lose Chris?
Did you turn him back up?
Yeah, he's up. He's up.
I don't hear the screeching in the... There he is.
Oh, there he is. Chris, what happened? Did you get a text message?
No, I was on Ben Pearson's internet here in the arena, and then he packed up his gear. So,
okay. Did you hear everything or no?
I heard the question, the Justin Herbert situation.
Did you need to square away your situation first?
Well, I'm wondering if we're leaving or not. It's weird. We're kind of standing around. But I will. No, I don't want to get left here in the middle of Kansas. That's for sure.
That would be funny.
But I won't. No, I think, you know, just real quick, Tony was right that this is what he should expect. But I still commend Justin Herbert because hopefully more people will do what Justin Herbert did and eventually these stupid sideline interviews will go away.
that's my opinion on those.
I just can't stand them. I agree. I don't like the interviews, but I don't want it to come at, you know, I don't think, you know, she's just out there trying to do her job at that point.
It's not her fault.
No, it's not her fault.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two.
Now, here's another video that we have, and it's from Puka Nakua. A major rule in most locker rooms in the NFL is you don't live stream while you are in the locker room. After the Rams win Sunday, Puka Nakua went live, even though his teammates asked him to stop. Here's a little bit of the live stream.
Turn it up,
hey, don't do it. I was going to yell at me.
Hey, bro, don't live stream.
Hey, don't live stream, bro.
No. Don't live stream in the locker room.
What? I'm not.
What do you mean you're not? I'm looking at it.
I know, but it's not of everybody.
What?
But. So this goes on for a little. Wrong one. This goes on for a little bit, and I'm not sure if swear words happen. So he ends up just keep live streaming. He didn't do anything about it. So Chris, you're up first. How should this be handled? Some are saying one game suspension.
Wow. Really? Uh-oh.
See, this is...
this is exactly
what. All right. You... Tony, what do you got on that one?
I hope Sean McVay takes care of it.
Oh, he will.
I think he will. I mean, I don't know. I like...
Puka.
But this didn't come off very cool of him.
No, it sounds very mature.
Yeah, it's super mature. I'm not. Everybody's in it. It sounds like one of my kids trying to explain away something that they're getting in trouble for.
He said, I'm not. And then the guy goes, I'm looking at it.
He said, well, it's not on everybody.
this is a bad look.
I hope. Yeah, it's a bad look. You seem like kind of a jerk teammate. But, you know, maybe not. Maybe it's just a one-off. He was in his feeling good about himself. I don't know. Sean McVay, I think, got something.
I think Chris is back. We'll figure this out.
Okay.
When we get back, we got more from the winter meetings on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.